Shalom, Havarim, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my special lady and Bible student, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Well, ta-da, my dear, and shalom to all. And we'll say it again. How great it is for Christians to be alive for such a time as this.
I think that's your new favorite phrase, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it is scriptural from Esther chapter 4. So let's begin by asking God for his wisdom in these last days.
Lord, your word says fools despise your wisdom, but we cherish it and actually beg you for it, knowing that more wisdom comes through more your word. Therefore, let us not falter in your commands. Thank you for speaking to your true church by granting us many clues of your soon return that appear more evident every day. We continue to pray for our lost loved ones, and we ask that you bless our president and our many new leaders. Keep them humble, guide their path, and may they reflect your image. As always, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
And amen. Well, the buzz all last week and is still going on was President Trump's meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu last Tuesday with his announcement to take over Gaza.
Yeah, what a stellar idea that is.
And surprising. And you know what? I have to mention too, because few remember this, but it was mentioned in a fleeting comment during Trump's first term by his son-in-law, Jared Kushner.
But no one paid attention back then.
Ah, but President Trump must have thought about that for years, so has now brought it up again. I don't know what he means by the U.S. owning Gaza. I'll have to wait for more clarity on that, because Israel will still need to have sovereignty for God's approval. So we will see, but perhaps Trump was just feeding it to rich investors to see who bites at a possible gold mine as a hotspot for vacationing right on the Mediterranean.
Yeah, perhaps with a Trump Tower.
And certainly a big Ferris wheel.
Also, it's not that far to the Dead Sea.
Right. About an hour drive where you can spend a day soaking in the amazing mineral waters and mud packs. People for decades fly in from all over the world just to take a dip in that mineral-rich Dead Sea.
Yeah, we sure loved it, and you can't drown.
Right. Only float due to the high amounts of rich mineral salts it contains. Something like 34% of various salts, you know, like magnesium, calcium, potassium, bromide, I think iodine and sulfur and others. Compare that to just 3% salts in the ocean. Anyhow, we'll enjoy watching the progress of his suggestion.
But first, Palestinians must leave.
Right, in order to accomplish all the bulldozing and reconstruction, but might return if they really wanted to years down the road. By the way, the scripture in Zephaniah 2:4 that says Gaza will be forsaken is not describing the Palestinians leaving. That scripture refers to the Jewish people in 2005 when made to forsake the land to its enemies. Today, the land will not be forsaken, but rather made habitable again without Hamas.
Yeah, with Israel back in control.
Along with major investors to help make Gaza great again. And let's also mention in the book of Zechariah. Zechariah is either speaking about the past, meaning it's already happened, or jumps ahead to in that day, meaning the future tribulation and the Messianic kingdom. But back to today's Palestinians, as of right now, other nations are not keen on taking in any of them, especially Egypt, who should, or Jordan, who also should.
However, King Abdullah is visiting with President Trump today.
Oh, he is. Yes. So I guess we'll see, as all eyes are on Trump, as to how he will counter their negativity. But he's looking to other countries as well.
Somalia's name has been kicked around lately.
Yeah. Now, I know Jordan is nervous over the fact that the Gazans have been partial to Hamas, who hate Jordanians, which could bring hostilities.
And incite many protests.
So we'll see as we watch Trump's art of the deal unfold. Meanwhile, negotiations in Qatar are continuing for phase two of the ceasefire as Israel continues fighting factions in the West Bank. But Trump said yesterday, after seeing those malnourished hostages, that he's had it with Hamas and is demanding the release of all the rest of the hostages by Saturday at noon. Or, he says, all hell will be let loose. So Hamas responded with, Trump's threat has no value to us.
Well, you know, many hostages are still imprisoned.
Yep. Around 76 with, I think, six Americans. But many of those hostages have already died. And the three released on Saturday certainly did look very emaciated. Hamas is already saying their leaving is not going to happen.
And what about Hezbollah in Lebanon?
Well, the ceasefire is still on hold, hoping Lebanon, with its new leadership, will take control south of the Litani River and not placate to Hezbollah. And I'm sure you all have seen the vast amounts of fraud occurring at the USAID, giving millions of our dollars to anything pushing the left's agenda of transgenderism and LGBTQ events. There is a laundry list, much of it to promote transgenderism or drag parties in other countries. And also to Bill Gates, George Soros, and the World Economic Forum.
And Doge has only just begun to investigate.
Right. Much more is coming. However, there are some liberal judges trying to block Doge's efforts. So far, it hasn't stopped Elon Musk. Another really good move by Trump last week was his EO for our religious freedom.
Yeah, the Biden administration had a pattern of targeting Christians.
Oh, they did. And but now we can stand in front of an abortion clinic and pray without going to jail. And at the prayer breakfast, he not only secured that position, but gave God once again all the credit for saving his life, while emphasizing the need to have God in our lives for real happiness. Of course, we all prayed he would invoke the name of Jesus.
But we know why he did not.
I suppose, especially since we all know there is coming the one world religion where any road leads to God or their definition of him. Of course, we know there's only one way to heaven through Jesus Christ, which is why we won't be here to see the harlot riding the beast. But talk about getting the gospel out. Did anyone just happen to see the Super Bowl commercial about having your own personal Jesus sung by Johnny Cash?
Yeah, it was great to see and to know that millions of people saw that.
Mm-hmm. And if you missed it, it's on the internet and it's pretty easy to find.
Well, do you want to comment on the ongoing Ukraine war?
Okay, because apparently President Trump has talked to Putin. So at least some communication is happening. And Zelensky has already made some land concessions. But the number one goal for Russia is a guarantee that Ukraine will not be able to join NATO, which was the main reason they went into Ukraine in the first place. And that NATO threat was pushed by the Biden administration and its war hawks. In my mind, it was all a setup to further enrich the military-industrial complex who manufacture and often provide weapons for both sides. It's all about the money.
That we, the American taxpayers, pay for.
And finally, Trump designated February 9th, yesterday, as the Gulf of America Day. So how about that?
And what will happen in Panama?
Trump will win, assuredly. And one more thing, J.D. Vance is attending the AI Summit in Paris this week. So we'll leave you with the question, who do you think will win the AI race?
Okay, we do welcome all your comments and end-time questions, either by email to Sheila at shofarministries.net or call the office, leaving a detailed message to 440-834-9006, and we will call you back. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. And to help us stay on the air, your love offerings are very much needed and certainly appreciated, which will include you in our newsletters. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where you will find our past radio and teaching newsletters archived for your added learning. Okay, last week we began in the book of Daniel.
Oh, we sure did. And we saw how God, after Daniel and his three buddies, purposed in their hearts to follow God's commands. Then God gave them, especially Daniel, knowledge and skills where he could interpret dreams and have his own visions.
And boy, did he ever.
Which brings us to chapter 2.
Where the king has a startling dream.
Yes, that none of his wizards could interpret. So he calls on Daniel, who after praying with his three friends, not only interprets the dream, he told the king what he had dreamt. This proved to Nebuchadnezzar that Daniel had understanding from what must be the real God above all.
He dreamt of a great bright image of a man.
That described the four great empires of the world, beginning with Babylon as the head of gold, but falls to the Medes and Persians in 536 BC by Cyrus the Great, who had already conquered the Medes, that we'll read about in chapter 5.
Represented by the silver breast and arms.
Yes. Then the belly and thighs of brass to represent Greece, that we'll read about later in chapter 8, and that happened in 323 BC by none other than Alexander the Great. And the final one of iron, being Rome, also called Chittim in Daniel 11, who would return much later in the end of days.
But mixed with clay.
Yes. But finally, we'll break in pieces by the rock.
Jesus, the Messiah.
Amen. Also notice that the metals begin with the most precious, but not as strong of a metal, to a less valuable, but a stronger metal. It's interesting. The Persians ruled over more area than Babylon. Then Greece ruled over even more territory.
And Rome in 64 BC commanded the largest territory of them all.
Until it split into two kingdoms represented by the two legs, and that happened in 395 AD. The eastern ruled from Constantinople and the western from Rome. We see the clay, which represents people, not mixing well with the iron and eventually brings it down in 476 by invaders of the north, Germanic tribes. And other factors like internal corruption and economic decline and political instability. But then comes the toes. Still iron mixed with clay, but this time mingles with the actual seed or humanness of man. Many are starting to see how this metal, perhaps a derivative from iron, could be put into man to play a role in the mark of the beast.
And who knows where AI is heading?
Especially since these same toes are referred to as horns in Daniel 7. which is still future, as you will see when we get there. As the iron returns, still mixed with clay, but this time the clay will mingle and become their new and welcome their new leaders. But they won't adhere, meaning one's DNA will change, as in a hybrid.
As in the days of Noah.
Yes. The giants were hybrids, but today's modern-to-be hybrids will be willfully injected by other means. In Daniel 7, these same 10 toes are described as 10 horns that Revelation says have no kingdom. And then one will rise up amongst the 10 and subdue 3 of them.
We know that to be the Antichrist.
Yes, but let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Right. We'll be talking a lot about him in later chapters.
So back to Daniel chapter 2, where in verses 44 and 45, we are assured of the promise of Christ's kingdom.
After he destroys the Antichrist.
And separates the sheep from the goats.
Matthew 25.
And the final verses describes how Nebuchadnezzar acknowledges Daniel's God and made him ruler over all Babylon under the king, as well as Daniel's 3 companions over the provinces, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, which were their Babylonian names, were meant to serve the sun and moon gods, wherein their Hebrew names glorified the God Almighty.
Now, chapter 3 advances in time where Nebuchadnezzar forgets about the God of Daniel.
Can you believe that? Yep, and he falls back into his pagan ways, and he creates a large golden image that we assume depicted himself, thinking that he could change the outcome of Daniel's interpretation that we saw in chapter 2, and instead believed he could have his kingdom last forever.
But he was wrong.
Oh, very wrong. Notice the 3 sixes. The size of the image was 60 cubits high and 6 cubits wide, with 6 different instruments to play as the signal to bow down and worship the image. This clearly is a type of the image seen in Revelation 13, where as well it will be mandatory to bow down and worship the image.
Although in that case, AI will probably give it a voice.
Oh, I totally agree. Of course, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to bow down. So, when the king heard this, he was enraged and pressured the 3 by warning them of facing a fiery furnace, which cannot be rescinded. Obviously, he wasn't thinking that they would not bow down, although he should have known that. But there's a big takeaway in chapter 3. I need to point this out. Have you noticed there is no sign of Daniel, God's beloved?
Right. Where is he in all this? More typology, perhaps.
How did you know? Most definitely, but we'll discuss that in a minute. Meanwhile, the 3 are cast into the fiery furnace. But I want you to take notice what they said to the king in verses 16 through 18.
Oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up.
Okay, did you notice they said, but if not, which reminds some well-known televangelists who say we mustn't doubt by inferring that God might not heal you at this time or in any prayer, because then you are lacking faith. No. Rather, it's recognizing that God is sovereign, and whatever he decides is okay. We will still follow him alone. So remember, when a Christian is afraid to say what they are going through because it sounds negative and therefore God will not answer how you want him to, remember Daniel 3.
Instead, pray, thy will be done.
therefore, trusting in Him no matter what the outcome. And share specifics with your prayer warriors. Also in 1 Peter 2:24, Paul says, by His stripes you were healed. Emphasis on were, or made whole, as the Greek says. It's already a done deal to be healed from sin and now saved with an assured, brand new, disease-free body coming at the resurrection.
Amen.
How often have you heard a Christian say, well, God didn't heal you because you must have lacked faith, when you know you had the faith all along? So again, remember this verse next time it comes up in conversation.
Okay, so where was Daniel?
All right, back to that. His absence is a picture of his church, of Jesus' church, being gone during the tribulation. And the three Jewish boys are a picture of the 144,000 Jews who go through the tribulation but are not harmed, not even a hair singed on their head, as they are sealed for divine protection in Revelation 7. And it was so hot, it even caught the men on fire that threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the furnace. But here's another miracle. While they were in the furnace, Nebuchadnezzar actually saw a fourth person. And of course, we know that was what we call a Christophany, or a pre-incarnate of Jesus Christ. And Nebuchadnezzar understood quite quickly and honored their God, for they didn't even smell of smoke. So Nebuchadnezzar repented again, and he promoted the three and made a decree that if anyone speaks out against their God, they will be cut into pieces. What's really crazy, it did not take long for the king to backslide yet again. And that's where we'll pick it up next time in chapter 4, that we encourage you to read for next time. So hopefully you've read chapters 1, 2, and 3, and for next week, read 4, and maybe if time is good, we could even get into chapter 5. But first let me ask you before we leave, and this is an important question, is Yeshua actually Lord over your whole life? And do you know Him personally? Luke 21 says you can escape the coming fiery judgment with just a simple prayer. Just admit you are a sinner, repent, and invite Him into your spirit, your innermost being, and then let Him have dominion over you totally instead of the God of this world. You know, if Jesus isn't ruling over your life, then the devil is. And that's just a fact. There is no in-between. The gray is disappearing. We're in the end days. It's either black or it's white. What do you choose? And if you call yourself a Christian, but you are lukewarm, get your act together right now. Tithe your time in God's Word. You're going to need it for discernment. Deception is here. So, again, if you want more Jesus, get into His Word. More Word, more Jesus. And I'll leave you with the ironic blessing from number 6. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. That lasting shalom. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her shall prosper. Shalom till next time.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.